Thank you very much, and good evening. Thank you very much. It's good to see you. I'm going to introduce some old friends and some new friends. First of all, the old friends. No, let's do the new friends tonight. We'll change it around. First of all, what did I say, old friends and new friends? I've forgotten now, Andy. New friends, okay. We have behind me on the stand-up bass and electric bass guitar a little later, Mr. Jonathan Noyce. Hello, Jonathan. And on the five-string electric violin, and an old-fashioned wooden one later, Mr. Chris Leslie. Hello, Chris. Behind this ridiculous assemblage of complete nonsense, clad in black and just barely visible, there he is. From Jethro Tull, Don Perry. And on keyboard, master of the MIDI, Mr. Andrew Gibbings. In the first half of this concert, we're going to play tracks from a new album called Divinities, which we made last year and was just released on the EMI Classical label. Now, it's not classical music, it's just music. I think it's just music. And we'll try and play some bits from it, and then we'll come back a little later to do some Jethro Tull stuff in the second half. This next one is all about the scary things you find in a black box. When he remembers to turn the right effects on it again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, that was a piece called In the Grip of Stronger Stuff, in praise of the demon drink, or in condemnation thereof. I haven't had a drink this evening, have you, Andy? No. Not a safe thing to do, is it, when you have to remember where to put your fingers? Woo! This one is called In Maternal Grace. It's a loving look at the warmth, the maternalistic nature of Catholicism. What makes fully grown Italian footballers break down and cry when they think about their mothers. Sometimes makes Argentinian footballers cry when they think about the hand of God. Andrew.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. These things that I keep taking in and out of here, these are actually bamboo flutes from India, and they're very simple. They're just a piece of wood with some holes in it. Anyone can play well. But not everyone can get paid for it. Here's a piece which is really based around the idea of an English hymn, a piece of church music, and is one inspired by our Prince of Wales, who is in English tradition, is the defender of faith, singular faith. But he recently said, wisely, for once, in the newspapers, that he would prefer to be the defender of faiths, in plural. I thought this was a reasonable statement, since he usually makes a complete fuck-up of his life. It's nice to see him talking sense, so we named a song in that kind of a way. In defense of faiths. A polite accordion of good wishes to that paternalistic religion, Judaism. And sometimes it's, in parts of the music, it's very pleasant and loving. Sometimes it's very stern and will smack you savagely around the head. But that's the way it goes. It's called At Their Father's Knee.
Thank you. Thank you. And that was called Afrique.
And quite frankly, I don't know why. It sounds a bit bongoish, it has the sounds of the jungle, it has the sounds of Don Perry, it has almost everything a man could want. Especially a suit like that. Oh, you're wearing your blue tie for me too. Well, aren't you an angel? Sorry, I'm afraid you were here. Mustn't embarrass Don.
Thank you.
called Under the Prey of Spain.
The nice thing about doing this music is, on a good night, it sounds almost like the record, or it does where I'm standing anyway. In fact, sometimes we could almost just play the record and just sit here and kind of do that, couldn't we? No one would know, really. Probably not. I don't think so, anyway. But we're actually playing it live, which is very good fun. And I would like to say thank you to EMI's Classical Music Division for giving me the opportunity to make the record. And it's really good to come out and just play these few concerts. Before Jethro Tull returns in September with a new album, which will... which we have just finished recording, and we're coming back to play in Germany again in October. So... until then, we have these few concerts to do here, and then in the next 2 or 3 weeks in America. And we're also going to have, after the next piece of music, a little interval, a little break for 15 minutes while you do whatever you do. I don't know, where do you go? When this, do you just sit there or do you go off? You go off to have a beer. Right. I'm with you. Okay. Anyway, we'll have your beer and make it a nice one, and we'll see you again about 15 minutes later. We'll come back and play some pieces of Jethro Tull music, some of which you will recognize, and some of which you won't. Nothing good about that. But it's good fun, the second half. And we'll leave you, before we go for the interval, with this piece, which is from sort of loosely a sort of Indian feeling kind of thing. With fond respect to those lovely people in the subcontinent of India who, on St. Valentine's Day, pay each other the great respect of writing very personal messages to husband, to wife, to boyfriend, to girlfriend, whatever. And it's very, very silly, but also very nice. So this is a charming response to, as in, the Times of India, where they publish these things. It's called Bombay Valentine.
Thank you. Thank you. spades and in proud to the plough. Songs on a ditch against seats then.
Bring me a wheel on oaken wood, a ring on polished leather, a heavy horse and a tumbling sky, brewing heavy weather.
Heavy Horses from the Aquiline album. Hey, just kidding. Okay, we'd like to do something a little different now. We'd like to pay tribute to Led Zeppelin and do Stairway to Heaven. Funnily, they're not doing Plant and Page are out and about. They don't do Stairway to Heaven. So we thought maybe we should do Stairway to Heaven. They're not doing it. But they are doing Wondering Aloud. They're also, in fact, doing Life is a Long Song, and so are the Grateful Dead, the Moody Blues, Genesis, I think they're all doing Life is a Long Song, so we thought we'd better do that one as well, just to see if we can do it better. Thank you. This next piece is from the Benefit album, and it also includes another piece from the Stand Up album. And these are two that we started playing a couple of years back again, but now we have developed them a little further, so this is quite a fun piece based on two Jethro Tull pieces, Society or Woman and Reasons for Waiting.
Thank you.
soft shoe shuffle nights, brush away the cigarette ash that's falling down hands. And then you sadly wonder, is the nurse teacher all night the way she's showing? She made you tea, I thought you all were dry. What a lie.
English weatherman, a man who reads the weather on television. His name is Francis Wilson, and he came to join us in the recording of this piece of music many years ago to do the voiceover at the beginning. And Andy, with his alarmingly enormous library of digital assemblages, will recreate the Francis Weatherman introduction for you now, and it begins with a strange and mysterious word, six.
The weather's on the change, ice clouds, the weather's on the change, pressure falling, lines joining the faint discord, and the storm watch grows a constant pace as the white sea snaps at the heels of the soft.
For the good large throne. and the way ours amazes you. Down by the towering hill, oh, you watch the old gods play. Goodbye, darling girl. Goodbye, darling girl. Wait in stone circles till the voice comes through. Lines shine and fade as cards, and the storm watch Bruce. A concert of kings as the white sea steps. In the hills of a soft breath whispered. In the wee hours I'll meet you. Down by the tunnel hill, oh, and I'll take you quickly. Goodbye, darling Ringo. Goodbye, darling Ringo.
Thank you.
first of those two pieces that Chris played was a very traditional English folk melody called She Moved Through the Fair. The second one was a devious and complex piece of Bulgarian folk music heritage in 7/4 time called Dust Devils. I bet you didn't know that. I didn't know it either until I read it on his list that's written down here on the stage. I never heard the fucking things before either. Sounds good to me, Chris. Here's a piece from some Jethro Tull record, I can't remember which one. It's one called Jackie McGree. 1, 2, 3.
Hanging down, it quietly sits under every tree. In the folds of a jam, he drinks from the empty acorn cup. The gilded drum sweet the snows. He taps his cane up on the ground. Because the snow rises and the cool road. There's no one being jagged at me. The place that counts don't find the song. He wears the colors of the silver soldier. Carries a green flag all on the floor. Thank you.
Chris. From Jonathan Knives on stand up bass and bass guitar, now Jonathan. From Don Perry on tunes and untunes and completely untuned percussion. From Andrew Giddings on keyboards. Thank you very much for coming. It's great to see you. We'll be back in September. Good night.
Thank you.